On Sunday, July the 10th, 1926, Mirza Abbas Khan Masoudi started publishing Ittila'at newspaper with the direct help and support of Reza Khan. During the entire period of Pahlavi regime, Ittila'at newspaper was always an admirer and a strong supporter of the activities of the first Pahlavi monarch. In the last month of World War II, Iran was occupied by the military forces of the United States, Britain, and the USSR. In September 1947, Tehran and the other important cities of Iran were under full control of foreigners. By that time, Iran's treasury was emptier than ever due to Reza Khan's exile from Iran. This created numerous problems for Iranian people. One of the main problems was lack of food, especially bread, which was the most common source of nutrition. Many cities in the country, especially Tehran, were surrounded or occupied by foreign tyrants, and all of their activities were illegal. Nobody helped Iran because Reza Khan had practically led the country into a terrible crisis by his lack of foresight and by adopting a stance in favor of Germany, the so-called loser of the war. Therefore, Iran was facing a very vague future. The Prime Minister Mohammad Ali Farouqi, who made it possible for Mohammad Reza to become the king, was dismissed from his position as the Prime Minister very quickly and was replaced by Ahmad Qawam. Qawam, or Qawam al-Saltaneh, who was originally from the Qajar dynasty, was an experienced and clever politician who audaciously ignored all the commands and preferences of the king. Thus, day by day, the disagreements between Qawam and the king deepened. At that time, Abbas Masoudi was the charter holder of Ittila'at newspaper and was a member of the parliament because of his support by the court. Profi's wealth, ambition, and his reliance on the authority of the court had still kept him stable. His overt and open relations with the court and his strong support for the young king in the articles of Ittila'at newspaper made Ahmad Qawam angrier. He was the prime minister and had more disagreements with the king than ever before. January the 6th, 1943, marked the peak of disagreements between the king and his prime minister. On that day, Abbas Masoudi was working until late in his office, which was near Parque Shah, one of Tehran's old neighborhoods. Prime Minister Qawam had a good opportunity on that night to retaliate. In the past, corporal punishment of journalists and attacking their offices was a method used for frightening the owners of the newspapers. During the 20 years of the first Pahlavi dictatorship, they were the victims of assault because they told the truth and defended people's rights. But in 1943, the circumstances in the country were totally different. On one hand, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi who had come to throne with the help of his American and European allies, didn't have any right over the people. And Abbas Mas'udi, who supported the king, had no right to be a journalist. The corporal attack on Mas'udi by two villains from Tehran was a warning to Etelaat newspaper to reduce its overt support of the king and his court. On the other hand, the king had a very unstable situation at that time. Prospective events were vague, and all of the politicians of the country were somehow connected with an embassy and followed their policies. 6 months later, Qawwam was dismissed, but Abbas Mas'udi received countless privileges which indebted him to the king and the Pahlavi court forever. Thirty-six years later, Niavaran Palace, January 1978. The hall was decorated elegantly on New Year's Eve for President Carter and his delegation. All kinds of foods and drinks were ready to be served. An orchestra played classical music to welcome the guests. The seats were reserved and chosen for the guests beforehand. The king started his speech by praising his relations with the previous governments of the United States. Then it was time for Carter to answer him.
Iran, because of the great leadership of the Shah, is an island of stability in one of the more troubled areas of the world.
Four days later, the office of the king, Saheb Qaraniye Palace. Mohammad Reza was reviewing the details of Carter's speech in his mind.
Because of the great leadership of Islam, an island that has taken place in this nation is indeed remarkable. The credibility that we found in addressing this little had a chance to discuss another petition for the people of the United States.
The king seemed very happy and daring. Almost all of his opponents were kept in different prisons, and their cries of pain due to torture behind the tall concrete walls of Savak and the constabulary couldn't be heard by Carter's supporters of human rights. It seemed that everything was as the king had wished. He was walking around his desk, preoccupied with something. He was thinking about the last declaration issued from Najaf. Savak had given him a copy of that declaration. Imam Khomeini had told the people of Iran that the king would be defeated very soon and his monarchy would be put to an end forever. The declaration was very harsh and intolerable to the king. He was filled with egoism. Pride and hatred had turned him into a totalitarian, something that had never happened before. The king was considering shooting a sharp and poisonous arrow towards his main opponent and eliminating him forever. In the king's opinion, running a harsh and informative story against him in the media would be really effective. Therefore, he decided to prepare a declaration and an article against the mom. Parviz Nikah was the person who accepted the responsibility of preparing the article, along with a team under his supervision. Nikah, one of the important members of the Tudeh party, undertook the management of writing that article by giving up his communist beliefs completely and ignoring social and religious values. Therefore, he was offered a better life and abundant financial provisions. Hoveyda, who was the minister of the king's court at the time, made further changes to the article and increased the insults. 2 days later, Hoveyda delivered the article to Niyavaram Palace. He tried to attract the king's attention by explaining the details of the article. In fact, the first writer of the article wanted to use the most insulting words against Imam, taking into account the sensitivity of the king towards the position of Imam Khomeini. The king gladly accepted the outline of the article and ordered for the article to be made harsher and for more explicit sarcasms to be used. The next day, the article was ready and was taken to Niyavaram Palace via a special envoy. The king was waiting for the article prepared by Hoveyda and his co-workers. The special servant brought the letter containing the article, which was titled Iran and the Red and Black Hegemony. This article had to undertake a very important responsibility: to insult the exiled leader of the Muslims. It had to be harsh and explicit, but the king felt that it still had some defects. So he made some changes to it himself. He thought, that the article lacked information about the land reforms, so he referred to it proudly. June the 4th brought misfortune to the king. In the article, the king had used some terms such as red and black hegemony, which was a direct reference to Imam and the religious authorities. With all the terms, insults, and sarcasms written, the king was relieved. Now it was time to determine the writer of the article.